Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Go ahead. I'm just going to stop you there because your mic's, for some reason, your mic's not working. But
Can you hear me?
So welcome to Backchat. While we fix
Scully, welcome to Backchat.
You've just seen
you're either watching live on YouTube or listening to us on a podcast.
Am I speaking along?
Wow, he's back.
Here we are.
I should just speak with the fist, I think. Like literally just out of my mouth, the fist. Backchat live, welcome on YouTube if you just joined us.
So many people.
Geelong boys tuning in. Michael Rockefeller, James Ratcliffe, hello, welcome.
Rockers.
Big fans of your content.
Rocking the
rat. Thanks, boys.
Now, I was holding, that is an actual golden fist. We'll get to that a little later on, Hammer. A couple of things to get off the top here.
Yeah, there's veins in it too.
Congratulations, Melbourne. Daylight savings is
over.
Yep. Done and dusted.
Well done.
That means we're 2 hours behind over here in the West.
Which means we can get this out before the footy.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. So you're watching along with us before the Western Bulldogs Essendon game. So our good friends at Tab Touch. Of course, Backchat powered by Paywise this year.
Oh, God, yeah.
Make sure you go see Frankie Agostino and the boys. The same boys doing their thing. Fleet Network, Paywise, it's the same deal.
I had a mate who loves this podcast, Gilf. He'll be listening.
Called me
the other day and said, mate, what the hell's going on with Fleet Network? Where are they? What's going on?
Look.
Don't worry.
I tell you what, and I said, mate, don't worry about it. It's all the same boys. He said, good. I just want to make sure, because he's notating himself at least.
Good.
Oh,
and
great.
He just said, I just want to make sure that I'm still helping the podcast.
Oh, don't worry. We're still sponsored. Oh, they're all together. Fleet Network, Paywise. It may as well be the same thing, honestly.
It almost is the same thing.
So Paywise still powering the podcast. But our good friends at Tab Touch.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You got the touch.
Given that we are 1 hour before the game, Western Bulldogs, Essendon.
Yes.
We've got a bet on this one.
Do we?
And we want us all joined in on this.
Wow.
We're all chips in. And when I say all chips in, I think the maximum bet's $20. Right?
That's chips.
All chips in.
That's plenty of chips.
First goal, Western Bulldogs.
Okay. Easy. Right?
So
love it.
Download the Tab Touch app.
What are we getting for that?
There's a Backchat market. Can't tell you what we're getting for it. You're going to have to download the app.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to say that, are
you? You're going to have to download the app, but we're going to run this into the start of the footy, and we're going to be cheering that on. Do you want to hear the reason why I've done this?
We're going to break this
down a little bit further later in the show, a little bit of a Backchat breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Norton copying it.
Copying it. Yeah, he is.
They're not kicking it to him enough. He doesn't have enough targets. He doesn't kick enough goals. He can't do this, can't do that. You fucking watch Aaron Norton. Tab Touch is lucky I didn't put Aaron Norton down for 5 goals tonight because Essendon are shit.
Yeah.
They're really bad. Don't have a great back line.
Ben McKay's got to do it all by himself.
Don't have a great back line.
They don't. Did Norton play his best footy at Peel as a backman as well?
Absolutely.
He probably did.
So it's unsurprising he's a good forward because, I mean, it's not that hard.
What really annoys me is that all the talk is that he's not touching the ball, not about who he's playing on him. Who's locking him down?
Right.
That's the question I'm asking myself.
That's a very good question. So make sure you download the Tab Touch, get on the Backchat market. You'll be looking at Western Bulldogs, kick the first goal of the game, and then we are absolutely on for young and old. Make sure you bet responsibly as well. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Boys, big news.
Yes.
Big news. Backchat Al's back.
Ooh. I'm drinking one right now.
Look at it.
I have bigger news. Mm-hmm. You know how the heights of the Backchat podcast are soaring?
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
We're going up. Icarus. We're Icarus without the sun.
You go to the pub, you know, get your back chat. You go, you're walking down the street. We got blokes pulling over telling us if you don't shit, you die. That sort of thing.
Yes. Someone stole my hoodie on the hill.
That's right. My license expired 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so I've been dreading going to the licensing center. Dredging.
You've been driving without.
You've been dredging going to
I've
the licensing
center. I've absolutely been dreading it. I've been driving around no license because of what I walked into. So I went 2 days ago. I went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was like walking into Baghdad. And I mean Baghdad circa, you know, wartime Baghdad.
Really?
There's people on the ground. There's guns firing. There's people swearing. There's people out the front smoking darts. There's sand blowing on the ground. It was a fucking grim scene, right? There was it.
Baghdad's one of the great comparisons.
You could not. Yeah, we probably could ask someone. We do know what that was actually like. But you get my gist a little bit. Mm. I couldn't discern whether the line was there, whether it was just people standing around, whether it was complaints. And I get to the ticket counter, and I've got the trifecta. I've got expired license, need a new photo, and have changed address. So I tell that to the bloke on the ticket machine, who is under the pump, sweating bullets.
He's exploding. His head is blowing up.
Looking down, doesn't look at me. I go, mate, I was trying to have a laugh. Yeah. You know, g'day, mate. Trifecta, like, rah, rah, rah. And he's just like, yeah, righto, mate.
Did you
like,
roll out the trifecta line?
Oh, yeah. Don't I. Oh, yeah. Smashing buttons and he's searching around. And I've gone with, geez, it's busy in here.
Oh, wow. You're a piece of shit.
He has heard me say that in that tone. He's looked up and he's gone, Scully.
Wow.
And I've gone, yes. He goes, back chat.
Yeah,
great.
My man. I literally just straight into action mode go, mate, how do we get to the front of the line here? What do we need
good.
To do?
Wow.
What do we need to do? And he goes, mate, leave it with me. Leaves his post, right? Baghdad, leaves his post.
Dangerous.
Right?
Let the enemy
goes behind enemy lines, right? Comes back and he goes, take this ticket. It was the golden ticket.
Wow.
I got called next. I did my license. I got a new photo and changed my address in 3 minutes and I left within 7 minutes. As I'm walking out, I hear an American accent go, so this is my Baghdad, right? I hear a soldier go, I've been here for fucking 4 hours as I leave. Wow. I was there for 7 minutes. Thanks to Backchat. A really good round of applause.
That is huge.
Well, if you didn't need any more examples of the epitome of just AFL players in our country just being kissed on the proverbial, then there you go.
Why are you angry? Why are you angry?
Because that would have been me. I would have been sitting in the DMV or whatever.
Playing by the rules.
I've been here for 3 hours and Will Schofield trances in.
I didn't get the man's name. The hero's name. The war hero's name.
He would have been wearing
name.
It too.
Like he may still be there, body armor on, absolutely copping it, but he got me through and I thank you very much. Now, boys, the Backchat Ale is available now. It is live. You can go to shelterbrewing.com.au. Dan is drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Give us a quick review.
I had an old one, not an old one, but the last batch about 2 weeks ago. And I felt like, you know, it felt like a year old beer.
That's crisp, isn't it?
This is crisp. Brand spanking. It's a little bit bitter. It's so delicious. Shade Cloth on the on YouTube chat said that they're excited for JK, but also said, I don't have any shelters here, but they've been on the Sugar Daddy cocktails. I don't know what those are.
Never heard of them.
Sugar Daddy cocktails, I don't know what they are either.
Someone else is complaining that they haven't got their beers yet.
Okay.
But the post.
Blamed
on Oz Post. Don't worry. It's not our fault.
Don't worry.
They're on their way. If you did order them.
So, some of them look, we've been running this a little bit hot across the Backchat Studios for a bit. Mm. I'm not going to push this that hard. I'll tell you once and once only today. Shelterbrewing.com.au, you can buy beer. You can buy it now. If you don't, you won't get any. I'm telling you, it's almost sold out.
It's almost sold out.
So buy it or not, do what you like. We have our Derby event and very luckily about to be joined by one half of our guest appearances on the show, Josh Kennedy, about to join us on the show, Hammer.
Nice.
If you'd like to come along to that, tickets are almost sold out. So if you'd like to come, please
get your
do.
Tickets.
You want to get ticket? Please do. If you don't, you're not going to be able to get in. So buy it or not. Do what you like.
Yep.
You can get them at backchatstudios.com.au and you'll see the link to the tickets. I don't know how much I can give you there.
It's not one of those things where you can just rock. All right, we'll just rock up. We'll grab a ticket.
You
won't be able to. You would not be let in.
So without further ado, if you want to get a little teaser of what the night will entail on Thursday, next Thursday, where Hammer has a buyer, so you can take
I'll be enjoying myself a few back chats, I think.
Great. Our live guest tonight on the show, Backchat Studios, proudly brought to you by ID Athletic. If you need new gear, you need t-shirts, you need your footy season starting up, like right now, go to idathletic.com. They'll sort you out.
Shit, yeah.
They bring us the King of the West, Josh Kennedy. Rightio, we are joined on the show by one half of the special guests that are joining us next Thursday for the Derby preview, but more importantly, the Backchat Ale relaunch. Ooh. Now, the Backchat Ale is perfect for backmen. In fact, it's brewed for backmen, and you'd have to go through an entire carton after having to play on this bloke for at least 5 minutes on any given weekend. The leading goal kicker ever for the West Coast Eagles, Josh Kennedy, joins us from his house. Hello, Josh.
Yeah, yes. How are you? So, backman, he must be playing then. Big deal.
That is correct, Josh. Sorry, whose guitars are those on the wall back there, big fella?
Yeah, they're mine. I hang up. I've played them once or twice.
Play us a tune.
A banjo back there. Good golly gosh.
Yeah, I tried to learn banjo a few years back.
How'd that go?
It's good. I learned a couple.
Now, mate, we appreciate a few things here. We appreciate you joining us on the show. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us for our live Derby preview at the Leadable Hotel. So thank you. How excited are you about this? I mean, you were walking into, I'd assume, just an absolute standing ovation. I can't remember. I don't think the thing about Josh that you don't know, Dan, is he doesn't do many of these sorts of events. He's very much a homebody. He doesn't get out and about, doesn't do many sportsman's nights. So we're very lucky to have him. Josh, are you excited?
I am excited. Yeah, I haven't done many since I stopped playing. So it's probably the first one, to be honest, actually. So I'm looking forward to it. Especially you hosting. You always got good questions. And, yeah, you know how to liven up the party when it's going off with my boring responses. So it's good.
Kenners, talk to us about being a forward in today's footy. I know you've been retired for a little bit, but do you get to watch much of the footy now that you're retired? You getting your eyes on a bit of footy?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Try and watch, we'll watch the Eagles most weeks and then try and watch, some other good games that are coming up. So it's been good to be able to sit back and watch. I didn't realise that football rolls from over here in Perth from 10:30 in the morning all the way to 7 o'clock at night. So it can be quite a big day if you're watching.
Who do you like watching? Like, I've got a few favourites I like watching in the AFL at other clubs, but is there anyone you particularly like having a look at? Aaron Norton, of course, will be playing just after this chat. I like watching him. Is there anyone that you got your eyes on?
No, well, I've been watching Carlton, obviously, not because of the connection there, but I played there, but with Patrick Cripps and how they went last year, and obviously pretty striving for him to be able to bring home a medal back to Northampton, which would be pretty cool. So I've been watching him. So, yeah, Charlie Curnow and obviously Harry, the big fella up there, the two Twin Towers. It's pretty cool watching them go at it, and I suppose seeing them progress over their careers and the way Charlie plays, such an athlete, it's unbelievable. His jump, his ability to be able to mark and kick goals is, we've all seen. That's why he's won a couple of Colemans. And then Harry coming back and being able to slot his goals and, I suppose overcoming all that pressure he's had the last couple of years, it's pretty cool to see.
Too much talk about forwards for me, to be honest.
Yeah,
but,
that's probably right.
We'll give them some props that they deserve, and we've obviously got one of the greatest with us. Josh, are you a West Coast fan now? Are you once you're out of the game, do you still like root for them?
Yeah, yes, I am. Yeah. So yeah. I get pretty shitty when they're losing, and I sometimes turn it off and come back and watch a bit later. So
So you haven't watched much lately. I'm a West Coast fan.
Nuffy.
I wouldn't say I'm just a fan, an idiot. But I've got some high hopes for this weekend. Richmond, of course, you kicked a winning goal against Richmond not that long ago. Maybe one of the last bits of joy that I got as a West Coast fan. And what do you think about this weekend? Any chance?
Yeah, definitely a chance. It's always a chance. And I think they've shown signs, and young kids coming through. There's been a little bit of consistency in some of the way that they've played, and coming through. Still far off it and still building over the next few years. But it's good to see those young kids getting a crack. Richmond have been up and down and, probably in that similar position. So, I know who said it the other day. Did TV say it on that interview about Harley and Dusty having a big fend off session? Yeah, yes. Whatever that is. It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
They're standing in the middle of the ground giving don't argues to each other. Boys, the ball's down the other end. What are you blokes doing?
That's so good.
So, Kenner's. Look, I didn't love seeing West Coast win the Wooden Spoon last year, but what I did enjoy was it meant that we weren't the last players to win a Wooden Spoon for the footy club in 2010. Can you think back to when we were playing there? Were we that bad? I felt like when we won that spoon, we weren't actually that bad.
To be honest, we lost. We lost about, I reckon, at least it was about five games under a goal. So there was the Brisbane one.
Yes.
There was a few others where it was just on a kick. So we were either leading or we were coming back and we just lost by 4 or 5 points. And I reckon that kind of gave us a bit of belief that year after. That's how Woosh sold it to us. But yeah, I don't think we were getting smashed. But we did get smashed by 100 points a few times. But yeah, there was some close games there.
So the difference is last year we had 4 or 5 games lost by 100 instead of 4 or 5 lost by 100 goals.
So 2010, that's fine. I reckon about that time we brought a drill into training, maybe a couple of years later, called the Barbarian Drill. And we put this up promoting our event that you and I will be at. Can you confirm or deny that we'll be doing the Barbarian Drill live at the Leadable Hotel next Thursday?
That depends how many back chat ales we have.
What was that drill? Because I've spoken about a little bit on back chat as a backman, but for a forward, what was that drill? Like, it was a pure one-on-one slugfest.
It was a pure bash each other, forwards v backs drill. There was no space. There was one kicker, and there was definitely no umpires, and it was just about trying to scrag each other multiple times back and forth over 3 or 4 leads, I think we had to do, wasn't it? So, the first one was always good because you always catch, you know, we all want to catch off guard, push off and go. But yes. Then, yeah, the second and the third, and you guys weren't allowed to let us get back to the square. We had to get back to the square before we could leave. It was a pretty intense, and it was always done at the end of training, so everyone was fucked. And then, you know, you just end up jelly legs and wobbling, walking around like a baby giraffe at the end of it.
That one that got captured, I reckon that's the only time it's ever been filmed. And I remember right before we started, either you and I had been training shit house or the group had been training shit house. I remember just grabbing you and being like, right, mate, we're very good mates, but let's just bash the shit out of each other and just kill ourselves here. Can you remember that?
I can remember it clearly because we were training shit. It was off. There was multiple things going wrong and everyone was whinging and there wasn't really much voice or direction, I think, from the older group. And then you came and you were like, you know, mate, just training shit. Let's just set the standard and just go 110% full flat out, bash each other. And I was like, in my head, it's a great idea, but physically I was absolutely fucking training. I didn't really want to do it. And then you started it off with an elbow to the back and then it was on. And then, we were pretty tired. I think we got off the ground.
I tripped you 5 times.
Kicking me.
It wasn't just a trip, it was a full swing. In the vision, like Josh, like obviously there's some umpire calls that needed to be made, but you were more like street rules. Josh seemed to still feel like he was just using his body.
I'll tell you why, because Kenneth is the greatest goal kicker to ever play for the West Coast Eagles. I'm just Will Schofield, mate. I'm trying to stop a superstar. That's why he doesn't need to go street rules. He's just good. He's good at what he does. Kenneth, I wanted to ask you a couple of footy questions. Best backman you ever played on? We're very much championing. I can't even say it.
Championing.
Thank you, Dan. We're very much looking after the back line here at Thatcher. Who's the best backman you've ever played on? Who'd you play against and you're like, right, okay, I know I don't like backs, but this bloke's actually pretty good.
Luke McFarlane was probably the hardest I've played on in my career. And I think coming into stage where I was younger, but also I suppose stepping up to that next level of my football ability. And he was coming towards the back end, but was still in prime. He was the hardest. Like he'd sit 3 metres off me. I feel like I got so much space and I was always a leading player. So I'd lead. He was way quicker than me. He'd be able to stop it. It was too high. He'd take a hang on my head. And he actually just didn't care about getting a kick or taking a mark. He wasn't like the backman, the flary backman these days, you know, the gloves, they just want to take a clunk. As soon as the ball cleared, he was right back on your tail. You never got any split or chance he was never off, which I found, you know, they're the backman that you hate.
They're the ones we love.
Yeah, that's what this show is all about. Are you still playing footy?
I am, yeah. I've got training tonight. So,
do you?
My Rams. So I'll play a few games this year. And, just been training with them. It's been good. I've tried to go for runs by myself and do what I just can't do it. So, I run around and kick a footy for, you know, twice a week. And, it's a bit of fun.
Full forward? Surely not playing at centre forward.
Well, Harry Taylor plays down there. So, he usually kicks me out. So, I'm either there or on the bench. So.
What's it like walking down to say, and I know you very well, very good mates, and you're a very nice fella, but you must walk down and some poor bastard, like some 19-year-old kid fresh out of the Colts, who's got Josh Kennedy walking down towards him next to Harry Taylor, mind you. You blokes must be pissing yourself sometimes.
No, the quality's actually really good up here. And the younger kid or the kids that come through, or even just some of the older crew that have been here for years, they don't sit there and they give in. They go full rip. So it's good. I quite enjoy it. It kind of picks you like the challenge back up again of football, which you've always had playing at whatever level it is, whether it's in juniors as a kid or at AFL. And that's what I love. And people love their footy up here. People love playing it. It's a community kind of game, and everyone gets around their team. And in the end, you shake hands like we all do, but we all have a beer and sit in the club rooms. And yeah, it's really cool. I'm really enjoying playing country footy.
What's the biggest bag you've kicked?
No, I haven't kicked any bags, mate. Score assist is all I do.
Oh, far
what
out.
What a guy. What a legend. Do you ever get thrown in the back line?
Oh, great question.
Back line? No. Well, this is the thing. So, like, Harry's like an All-Australian fullback, centre-back. Superstar. And, like, when shit hits the fan, and you're like, we need someone down there, he just doesn't want to go. He just steps up forward.
Can you just briefly tell our listeners and our audience why you used to lose control of your bodily functions anywhere past halfway? Like when you went into the defensive half of our ground, you lost the full-blown ability to function as a human adult male?
Something triggers in the brain, I think. And I think because, it's funny. Everyone starts as a forward and can't play forward. They end up down the back if they're tall or they're on the bench. So everyone starts as a forward. So when you're actually good at what you do and you stay in that forward position, there's something that just doesn't tick over past that defensive centre line. And especially when you go over the defensive 50 line, that's when it hits the fan and your brain just starts to melt and you have no idea what's going on. So I used to get the ball and I would look for your goal and I'd be like, just give me a lead. I need something. Get the 10-metre kick. Get it out of there. Just go.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to come along Thursday night, we're going to let Josh Kennedy go. We will talk about this. I before my eyes, saw a grown man, you'll see how big he is, at the Leaderville Hotel, melt into a puddle or out on the field, like a genuine puddle of liquid, just completely gone, like the Wizard of Oz, absolutely evaporated into thin air. And if you want to do that, you can join us at the Leaderville Hotel for a beer, back chat ale, and a derby preview. Josh Kennedy, thanks for joining us, my mate. See you later. Thank you, Josh. There we go.
Jimmy Brings.
If you're only listening along, Jimmy Brings are under investigation currently. That's my face. For trademark infringement on Dan Const's head.
Stealing Dan Const's face.
Are we excited about Josh Kennedy?
So excited. Very excited. Josh Kennedy was just chatting with us on the podcast. It's the best. As a West Coast fan, couldn't get any better.
You actually did well to stifle the inner
the
nothing.
Glee.
We're excited by that. But a big thank you to ID Athletic for bringing us their guest interviews this year. Another great one there. Now, Hammer, we gave you the keys to the car. Not only are we on Western Bulldogs to score the first goal this evening, so if you're not on that, make sure you do.
Yep.
We gave Hammer Swings a bit of a swing at a bet for Tab Touch, our good friends at Tab Touch.
I did. I threw the kitchen sink at this one. Took me a bit of time to cook it up. How's it started? It started okay.
Right.
It started okay.
So Hammer Swings will be your golf channel that's really ramping up over the next few months.
It's currently live on YouTube. If you search Hammer Swings, now there's lots of people swinging hammers on YouTube.
Yeah.
Type at Hammer Swings, one word on YouTube, find the channel.
Symbol at?
Subscribe it. Yes, the symbol at. Mm. Nick, can you just put a link on the YouTube? Go subscribe to it now. There'll be videos coming soon.
There will be videos coming soon. And I had a little cook up with Tab Touch. So we've gone, Scotty Scheffler is just the best golfer on the planet at the moment.
So he's sizzling. I know nothing about golf.
He's sizzling. He can't miss. He just broke the PGA Tour world record for the most consecutive under par rounds of all time.
Right.
He's a cyborg. He can't miss. So he's one off the pace. He's coming second at the moment.
Right. So we're on him top 20?
We've got him top 20. So that's free money. And then we've also got Cam Smith to come top 20, homegrown hero. We love him.
Has he started?
He started okay. Not as well as I would have liked him to.
Strong finisher, though.
He's a strong finisher.
One under, is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
He'll be there or thereabouts. And then we've got Minwoo Lee for top 20 as well, who has started not great. He's
inconsistently.
He's got a broken finger, which hurts.
Okay. But that doesn't sound like a good thing for golf.
Yeah, it's not. It's but like that having been said, obviously have to back him in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, firstly. Absolutely. Yeah,
back him in. And secondly, one of my favorite ever sporting moments was when Graham Smith came back out with a broken finger against the Aussies and dug in for his
country.
At
number 11 or whatever?
He was tired, hurt, came back on, dug in for his country.
So this is what this is.
Some magical things have happened with broken finger. So we're back in Minwoo. And then we've also got a hole in one for the tournament.
Wow. So that's bit of icing on the cake.
A little bit of icing on the cake. Throw that one in there.
So Minwoo can't be that bad. He hit an eagle.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The broken finger.
And he's okay. That's he'll just dust it off and he'll get back out there. Yeah. Right. He'll start cooking tomorrow.
You can find that in the exclusive section on Tab Touch. Make sure you download that. You win some, you lose more. Jump on the gamblinghelpline.org.au website for any help there. Now, Hammer, I've got something else for you.
Okay.
And this is a bit of a – we're going to just switch into a little bit more insight breakdown mode here on Backchat.
Okay.
I want you to have a look at this, first of all, from Maddie Richardson. Friend of the family,
We
love footballer, not the cyclist.
Yes, both friends.
As you know, in media, Hammer, sometimes things get thrown at you a little quickly, and you have to put something together. And you know, Hammer, give us your top four best teams in the AFL right now, and you're just sort of sitting there throwing them around. Well, Richo's been given, I think, this off the bat. Let's just have a listen and a watch at what he had to say earlier in the week.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here now, Sam. You can lock in six finals teams right now.
Oh, six.
Now, I don't really normally do this at this stage, but I cannot see how Melbourne, the Giants, the Cats, Carlton, Port and the Swans won't play finals.
Six.
Which one of those teams won't play finals, Sam?
I would never disagree with
that. So that leaves two spots up for grabs. Now, the four winless teams, I don't think they're going to get there. So the Crows, West Coast, Hawthorn and North Melbourne are gone. I'm saying the two spots up for grabs are between Collingwood, the Dogs, Suns and Brisbane, with St Kilda just behind. And that leaves in no man's land a little bit. Essendon and Richmond.
Mm.
17 teams, Matty Richardson. There is 18 in the competition. Do you know who we missed, Hammer? It's bloody Wharfie time.
It's Wharfie time. He's the bloody Dockers.
He's missed the Dockers.
The big Richo.
He's absolutely
the man.
Wow.
So it's Wharfie time.
Well, I don't see how Freo can miss the finals right now.
Dockers chips in here.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
Dockers
all chips
fans.
In.
This is Wharfie time. You got Over East Media. We love Richo.
We love
Richo. Over East Media. Not even acknowledging your existence in the competition. Yeah.
They shouldn't have lost last week. They should still be undefeated.
Right, so they're still in Adelaide, and this is where we're going to get a little analytical, right?
Yep,
so Carlton, they should have beaten them. They play Port Adelaide in Adelaide. Big favourites, Port Adelaide.
Yeah,
not $1.10s, but they're favourites.
$1.39.
As they probably should be, right?
I will say, Freo were the one away team that I went with this week.
Oh, well done.
In my tipping.
I've forgotten
who I am. Home all the rest of the
and
way.
And they are my underdog that I've tipped.
Goodness.
I want us to talk about how Freo can beat Port Adelaide, and not in back chat style, but I want us to actually have a look at how this could actually happen, because I think they match up pretty well.
I think Fremantle will win the game.
Right, how?
Well, I think firstly, the big talking point for mine for Port Adelaide is their midfield. Like, everyone says, that have they got the best midfield in the comp?
Rosie, Butters, Horn Francis.
Yep, sweet. No worries. Luke Jackson.
Yes. Shit's all over. Ex-Richmond. Ivan Soldo. See you later.
See you later.
Wonder Freo.
I mean, yes, Connor Rozee's in extremely good form.
He beats any of the Freo mids.
He does.
I'm sorry. Because he is a superstar.
He is a superstar. But he is not, like, he's not head and shoulders better than Caleb Sarong at the moment.
Right, great. So we're putting Sarong v. head to Rozee.
Sarong v. Rozee, yep.
I'll come back on that, but yes.
Yep, I still think Rozee beats it. At the moment, I think Butters v. Brayshaw would be the go next. Yes. And, like, that's still head-to-head.
Head-to-head. Both very good players.
Yep, both very good. Jason Horne-Francis, mate, you are going to be a star of the competition, but Nathan Fyfe is a two-time Brownlow medalist. Is you as a player, but much more experienced than I think better.
Do you think Hayden Young could play a little defensive stoppage role against Rozee? I don't see how Freo beat Port Adelaide playing it. You know how coaches love to go, we're going to play our way, we're going to stay to our system. That's all good and well.
Yep.
But Rozee, I think, is almost better than anything we've seen in the AFL this season.
Yep.
There's not many on his map. You can't let him run around and do it as he pleases and play your system. Do you reckon Hayden Young plays a bit defensive on it? Would he be the guy to do that?
I think he probably would be the guy to do that. That would sacrifice some time in there for probably Andrew, or maybe Fyfe spend a bit of time out there.
Yes.
But I think there'll be The hard thing for me is, like, do they do that one, or do they back in ruck dominance and get creative and get a bit on the fly and, you know, try and expose the fact that Luke Jackson will be the dominant ruck on the day.
Right.
So I think they'll win the midfield battle. As much as Port Adelaide have got the best midfield in the comp, I think Freo will win that battle
I think if they win the midfield battle, their forward line can actually expose their back line. So their back line, they've got some recruits there, Radaglia, Alir, of course, been doing his thing down there. They'll be head-to-head with Josh Tracy and Jai Amos. I think Jai Amos beats either of those two. I don't think either are very good, you know, Dow defenders. Great readers of the footy. Mm-hmm. Freo are going to have to use the ball well going inside 450. If they bomb it up, and they'll know this, Freo will have scouted this 1,000%. Yep. You enter inside 450. We actually saw it from Brisbane last night. You saw them build up a bit slowly. And when they got sort of towards 90, they actually had a look because they got May, they got Lever, those sorts of players. Freo will do exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think Amos, out of the two of them, exposes them. I think he could kick a bag. Because I think hitting up on those two players is how you beat them. How you lose against them is getting balls dropped on your head and having Alir and Radaglia take marks.
Agree
with that?
I completely agree with
that. And then what about the back line at the other end? So we've got Alex Pearce and co. Taking on big Charlie Dixon and co.
Alex Pearce is the informed fullback in the competition.
Yeah. He and Jack Buckley, of course.
Of course. But like realistically, it's a very early on to call an All-Australian fullback, but he would be certainly in the conversation with the best fullback so far of the year.
Port Adelaide are very hard to beat on their home deck.
Yep.
I just think Fremantle's mindset currently, both how they're publicly messaging the whole Jordan Clark bullshit that went on and how I'm sure you know internally and a few contacts we might have here at Backchat, I think internally they are very driven, they are very focused, and I think they know how big this game is. Massive. And I think like Brisbane last night, Freo know that if they can go to 4-1, beat Port Adelaide, come home, play the Eagles, nobody, the buyer.
Yep.
It's big for their season.
This stamps them as a genuine contender in the competition. I think they should have beaten Carlton. I think they will beat Port Adelaide. Is it tomorrow night?
I will caveat this the entire conversation. If they leave Connor Rozee running around by doing whatever he wants,
he can't have 36 and
they
kick
will
three.
Lose.
Can't if have he, 36 and kick three again.
If he does what he does, like you can't win. No. You actually can't win.
One of the great games ever last week.
Right. If he does that again, they lose. If he doesn't, Freo win. Great.
So do we say that Alex Pearce, so if we go, I know they don't play on each other, Alex Pearce, our sponsored backman, and Asava Radaglia, our other sponsored backman, head-to-head, who comes out on top?
Pearce, unfortunately, because of the way Freo's going to move it inside their forward line. They've had issues moving the ball inside their 450. They've had connection issues and they've had delivery issues. So like if you don't have either of those, it's been difficult to kick goals. They will have spent a lot of time this week on it, I guarantee you.
Yep.
And then they get the midfield battle done. And
they will be
rolls.
Seething as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, and in a good way. In a good way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be just like let's get prove out there right. And get to work.
Now you might have seen this off the top.
Yes.
If you watch it along on YouTube,
if you turn it around, it's got veins on it, which is really nice.
Don't worry, it has not gone unnoticed.
We've looked at the veins many times.
Yeah. This is a signed. At Golden Fist, the 2016 Alex Pearce actual Golden Fist that he won. I think it's going to take
Alex Rance.
Who did I say?
Alex Pearce.
I'm just reading the future. Alex Rance, 2016. I am honoured to have it. So Rancey sent that over after we had our chat with him a few weeks ago. If you haven't listened to that, by the way, it's one of our best chats. I think this is a big moment because we've got the Jack Buckley, right? Sitting behind your head,
we do
actually.
Have the
you
Jack
can
Buckley.
See it over your right
there
here.
It is.
If we say on Hamish, thank
that's
you.
It, right there.
Another one. There Jack is. Buckley medal.
That's tough to do, actually. There it is.
The Jack Buckley medal is from this point onwards, right? This correct. Is the future. This is where we respect and honour the past.
Oh, we have to respect and honour the past.
Like Danny Frawley set this great platform of respecting and honouring defenders, and we will continue to do so.
Correct.
In the Golden Fist honour, which is...
This is a tarnished award now.
Yeah, correct.
This is a stupid... pointless award because they give it to Nick Dacos for having 35.
Bernie Vince, love him, but midfielder.
Yeah.
Someone else is running around.
Andrew Gaze, come on, Gazy, turn it up, Gazy. but seriously, so this is obviously 2016 Alex Rance. This is back when the award meant something.
I meant a lot. Meant everything.
Meant everything. So what I'm going to do and what I had thought about doing but didn't get the time, I've got my algorithm. The JBS, the Jack Buckley score algorithm.
You got a name now.
I am going to go back to 2016 and run the numbers.
Wow.
I'm going to crunch the numbers And I'm going to see if how this stacks up. Because I imagine if Danny Frawley's given this out, which he did back in 2016, that this will Alex Rance will win.
Now, we did promise to bring the algorithm in and to show you, but we're just working out one final detail, I believe.
We are.
Can you give it in very short? Because you blew my brain out this morning, your mathematician chat. Can you tell me, you were trying to work out something to the square root of if it's
a
power
so
off.
What happened was I have got a sequence of letters and numbers.
It's an
algebraic equation. There is how many? There's seven variables in there.
Seven
variables. So it spells out Backman.
Yep.
You need to, if you're going to try and figure out what the algorithm actually means, you have to solve for the letters B A C K M E N. What I'm trying to figure out is there's a portion of the equation E over 2N, and I need that to I need to write that into an equation that it is no greater than 2. And I used to be able to do this because I did maths at uni, but I
forgot. Like it, because I did not know
what you're talking about. I forgot how to do that. So anyway, we'll tinker with that. If any mathematicians are there that know what I'm talking about, hit me up.
Shout out all the mathematicians out there.
Shout out all the mathematicians.
Hello to YouTube Live, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to YouTube Live. YouTube Live that knows what they're talking about.
If you're a mathematician, I just was quickly looking at the 2016 season for spoils. Rant's top 10. That's
shock.
He won the Golden Fist.
Shock and all. A lot of people in the chat. A lot of viewers as well. Huge for a Friday. I think if you watch.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
If you're getting ready to watch the footy, perfect.
Why wouldn't you put this on? Jump on the YouTube show. Enjoy yourself.
But also, we can understand if you can't fit us in. So I love that you're listening after the fact if that is you. Now, without further ado, I think that brings us along to a great segment we've introduced to the show called Hammer Ranks. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, boys. It's back. Everyone's favourite segment for its second week.
I've got to be disappointed. I've got to say I am disappointed. We've lost a camera in the last couple of weeks. And we have lost Halo Nick.
That's
his voice. I've descended from heaven. I'm still here.
Sounds like you're in hell now, mate.
No, Hammer Ranks is back. And me and Hamish have been cooking up a nice top five. Ooh, well, mostly Hamish here.
But, what is this for people that haven't played along at home?
So I just want to throw a random subject at Hammer and see if he can get his top five. That's basically it. And as we just saw, his mind is pretty unique.
Cool.
He's a bit of a maths nerd. And, and so
some things cooking up there.
So this one today is top five AFL lookalikes. And this has been doing the rounds on Twitter. But they're pretty basic. We've seen some before.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen Darcy Moore. We know he looks like Kieran Ott.
Yeah.
Like Eric Hipwood, Eric Hipwood looks like Rafael Nadal. We've seen
that before.
We've seen Const v. Jimmy Brings.
We've seen Const v. Jimmy Brings. So what I have thought to myself is I'm going to cook some stuff up. I'm going to rank a top five lookalikes, celebrity lookalikes that aren't as well known.
Right.
So ones that I have
underrated.
Underrated ones that I actually haven't really seen before.
And celebrity is a stretch for
celebrities.
Some as
a stretch. Okay, yeah. Celebrity is a real stretch.
I haven't seen these, and I just have initials in front of me.
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to it.
You'll not be able to guess one.
Like so we are going.
They
from
are so wrong.
Number five. So the number five AFL underrated lookalike player, thanks to Hammer Ranks.
Yep. Have you got the initials there? Or
I've got the initials of TD.
Yep. Okay. So Taylor Giray. Have we got the photo? There he is. Taylor Giray and Ramsay Bolton. Anyone ever watched Game of Thrones?
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So my number five, Taylor Giray and Ramsay Bolton. Ramsay in Game of Thrones is a fuckwit.
Awful. Awful, awful.
I can confirm Taylor
Yeah.
Is not a fuckwit.
Not a fuckwit. Okay. So not great saying bloke. That in terms of character, but Ramsay Bolton's the worst character on the show.
What does he call the guy?
Doesn't he run the Red Wedding? Isn't he the guy
that's not him.
What's this bloke though?
He like ruined Theon, called him, I can't even remember.
That's right.
Anyway, stink? Like just the worst Stench. Bloke, the worst guy of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The worst guy ever. But Taylor Drake looks Reek. There it is.
And like Jon
Snow, spoilers.
Cut his dick off.
Spoiler alert, Jon Snow ended up.
Sorry. So can confirm Taylor Dreyer is not cutting dicks off.
He's not chopping dicks, but Jon Snow beat him to death and he got eaten by his dogs. But Taylor Dreyer and Ramsay Bolton look alike, number five.
Great.
Number four, OW.
We're off to a hot start.
So number four, Ollie Wines. This one made me laugh when I came across it. Ollie Wines. Minecraft Steve.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Minecraft Steve.
Minecraft Steve. Now, this one did give me a chuckle. I've seen Ollie Wines in the Lego Man before. That's funny, but Minecraft the graphic Steve. Of Minecraft Steve.
I've got to say.
With the chopping axe. It's humor.
Big fan of Ollie Wines.
Massive fan.
Bradley Miller. He has a fucking huge head.
A monstrous head.
His jaw is bigger than his forehead. Yep. His forehead is big.
He's got a reverse Dorito-shaped head. Like it's a,
it is an opposite huge. Of
the reverse. Megamind. Megamind's goes out and his just goes the other way. It's like a pair.
That's
anyway,
coming from a couple of blokes with pretty big
massive
heads.
So Minecraft Steve and Ollie Wines. So we spoke this next one, IS. We spoke about him just briefly in the midfield chat for Port Adelaide. Luke Jackson's probably going to get on top of him. Ivan Soldo.
That's amazing.
That's good.
Ivan Soldo. I will give anyone $100 if they know who that guy is.
Is he out of for some reason I just got like childhood vibes of like Motley and Crew, the car racing thing?
No. I thought you were close.
Is it Pocahontas?
No, close. It's Vinny from Atlantis, the Lost Empire. Yeah.
Very niche.
How did you think of that person?
That's a niche one.
How did you ever think of that person?
That's a niche one. So Vincenzo and Ivan Soldo. I think they're dead ringers.
Like genuinely haircut, like genuinely, yep. Moustache.
It's the exact same. Great. So this next one's a bit stiff to DC. Dean Cox. He's a lovely fella, I'm sure, but Foxy and Lenny from Shark Tale. This is one of my favourite films ever. Shark Tale. I watched this all the time growing up. Will Smith, one of the great films. Working at the Whale Wash. Like, fucking funny. Lenny tries to be a dolphin. But Coxie, unfortunately, you just look a little bit like Lenny.
That's so good.
And number one, this one I'd never even seen before, but it's
please.
I've heard this one before. This is the number one. This is my favorite lookalike. The one that I think is like a genuine dead ringer. CP, Christian Petrarca. One of my favorite movies ever is Inglourious Basterds. This is Donnie Donowitz, a.k.a. the Bear Jew, comes out with his baseball bat and goes to work.
Right.
Christian Petrarca and Sergeant Donnie Donowitz.
That is that good.
That, I think, is just that's a genuine dead ringer. Like the same eyes, the same mouth, the same nose. They're just the same human being. That one's just got a baseball bat on.
That is amazing.
So that is my top five celebrity lookalikes. I've got one more for you.
Great.
So this one is...
We could just take the whole show off.
Isn't a celebrity lookalike. This is... I've never seen a photo of two people look the same that's not the same person that aren't identical twins.
Yes.
Like you get a photo of Ben and Harry Mackay, they look the same because they're identical twin brothers.
Yes.
The next two photos or the next people you're going to see, I saw this in May of 2021 and it has stuck with me forever as the greatest doppelganger photo I've ever seen. So if we can bring it up, whatever we've got next,
is that the same person?
Look at this. So I sent this to Bailey. I said, mate, there's a picture in the Western Australian this morning and that's not actually you.
Is it not him?
He goes, fuck me. Thought that's me for a second. That is ridiculous. Identical.
Who is it?
Is not Bailey Smith on the right.
That's him on the left, though.
That's him on the left. That's a guy called Harry Golding.
Golding.
So my favorite part about this is he looks nothing like Bailey Smith.
No, he doesn't.
Like that photo right there looks nothing like Bailey
that
Smith.
That photo looks like Bailey Smith.
But if we can
Bailey
go back, that's him. Does. That's the same guy. Tell me that's not Bailey Smith.
Wow.
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck's he doing playing for UWA Hockey Club?
That is
Harry Golding and
he's in WA. Bailey
That's brilliant.
Smith. He's a WA boy.
You get him on the show. Get Bailey Smith on the show. You could reignite your flame, Daniel.
Yes, he's please. Could you, now that you're boy. In Baz Lenker's DMs, if you could just let him know about back chat.
Yeah, I will. That was 4 years ago, so that'd be a weird one to spark back up. Hey, mate, remember this?
I love you just dropped it. Yeah. G'day, mate. Just saw this. Hey, Australian.
Hey, mate, well. I used to play with Bailey at okay. the Dragons, okay. but he's way great. Better than me now.
Hey, great Hammer ranks.
Thanks. Yeah, that was awesome. I've got one for you, Hammer. So thanks to Matty EY on the YouTube chat. I don't understand YouTube, to be honest, the YouTube chat. And there's another one with Jimmy Brinks. I don't understand this, but I feel like Matty has just paid actual money for this comment. So I'm going to 100% read it out. Okay, $7.99.
Okay.
For a super comment.
Hey, Matty, got to be honest, mate. Real fucking round
of applause. We love that, mate.
Welcome to the party, Matty.
I think that's what's happening. He said, Hammer, mate, are you entering mid-season draft? The Coasters need your cover. Love your Scully.
Yeah, I love you, Matty. Got to be honest.
Thank you. There you go.
Go back and forth for $79.99 each? Absolutely. Wow. Keen as. So are you entering the mid-season? Is this a rumor?
Fuck no.
I heard a rumor you were.
God, no. I should just do it for a laugh.
You could.
And then get picked up for a laugh. No. They'll be like, sorry, guys.
And then play 300 games for a laugh.
Get that midfielder money.
And just be the best player ever for a laugh.
Win a premiership for a laugh.
Win a premiership. Just joking,
get
guys.
Get to the end of it today. Just joking, guys.
You could
Matty told me to play.
Matty plays it on YouTube one day. Oh, anyway, joke's up, guys.
See ya.
I'm tired as.
Oh, what a retirement. No. Just the joke's up. I'm done. April Fool's.
Oh, that is bloody brilliant.
Thank you, Matty.
No, Matty. Great, Matty. And I will. I'm not nominating.
Why not? Like, seriously, why don't we just nominate? What happens if you got drafted?
I wouldn't.
Could you just say no?
No, because if you nominate, you sign the contract upon nominating.
25-minute countdown to the start of the game. You need to be on tap touch. I think you've got to be on a little bit before bounce down too.
Yeah,
probably like operation three, over there.
When I was at the game in Adelaide, I realised I hadn't gotten on the Port Adelaide first goal.
Right.
It was about 3 minutes to go, and I was rummaging through and I couldn't find it.
If you're just joining us, we are on the Backchat exclusive bet on tap touch. Western Bulldogs kick the first goal and we're going to get up and about. There's going to be back chat ale sprayed everywhere. Now, boys, I was watching along last night. Bit of an issue. Harrison Petty, who we love.
The Petster.
He's playing forward.
Yeah, I know.
He's a defender.
Devastating, isn't it?
They're good in playing forward.
Yep.
Not only do they have him playing forward, he is tagging Harris Andrews, the leader of the back chat backman, brought to you by Tab Touch.
Yep.
And he's had zero touches till about 3 minutes to go. He's finished on two disposals, right? And he got those two last in the last minute. Game over.
He would have been screaming for the ball. Please.
Guess who I got a text from at three-quarter time?
Harrison Petty?
Jack Buckley. Jack Buckley. And Jack love Donut Watch.
Yes.
We're on for our first Dowie. We're on for our first Dowie Watch of the season.
Well, there hasn't been a Dowie.
I know.
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, there hasn't been a Dowie yet. From anyone that's like played the full game, one's had a donut. And so he goes, we're on.
Has Jack had a doughy?
Nah, Jack's never had a doughy.
Harrison
I think it's
Petty.
All spawned from Nick Larkey having like negative 11 and no touches on his debut.
I don't know if it gets...
negative 11.
I don't know if it gets any grimmer than being a defender that has to play in the forward line, that has to tag a defender who is best on ground.
So can you...
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. What is tagging... Like, we know what tagging a midfielder means. You're trying to get them out of the game. So why would you tag a defender?
Here's what you do. You lead to the wrong spot to try and get them to come with you. You don't jump at the ball. You just try and stop them from jumping at the ball.
Yes.
And, like, you are never an option.
Yes.
It's the worst.
It's pretty much how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to keep moving here, boys, because, as you know, I leave the show 5:30 to get to another commitment. So. Oh, yeah.
She's back.
We're going to come back on Ask Hammer Anything because I know we did do that. I think we might do that a bit later.
Let's do that later. Yeah.
Boys, I ran to Harley Reid. Ran to Harley Reid at the footy club.
Did you?
We saw this image during the week. Can we check this one up? It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
He's in bed with Ben
legends.
Cousins. Yeah. So the two nines, former and future, well, current but future, on a temper bed.
Nick couldn't fit on. They couldn't get Nick on. Not enough
for multiple reasons. Now, Cuzzy and Harley Reid on a temper bed. I just wanted to input myself into this story, if that's okay.
Sure, mate.
What did they do?
I had some great sponsorships over the journey. Jeep looked after me for quite a while. Got some great cars off them.
Good on them.
Bit of travel here and there from a few people. Money, obviously. The best deal I ever had was from Temper Mattresses. That I got a $5,000 bed, $10,000 bed, like retail for free, for not even a photo. I rocked up at a meet and greet at a Harvey Norman where no one was there. Of course, why would they come and see Will Schofield? Harvey Norman. I walked away with it with a temper that I still sleep into this day, and it is fucking amazing. It's got the you can electric fucking raise it. You can put the feet up. You can the whole thing vibrates. Like, there's all sorts of things going on. And I've still got it. And I said to Harley when I ran into him, I said, mate, love how you're doing. Yeah, love this. Fend off Dusty. Go for your life. But the mattress, make sure you get it, mate, because it will stay with you for
incredible.
Life.
Incredible.
Can you think about, we spend half of our lives in bed. Like, you know, 8 hours. 8 hours, not half. A third.
Yeah. Not that far off half.
Yeah, correct. Sorry. What? Yeah. What?
You said half of our lives in bed.
We spend a third of our lives in bed.
That's significantly less. That's years. That's years difference.
It is years difference, but like still not that far off when you think
about it. I mean, like, it's not like we spend 1%.
No, we don't.
So it's 17% less.
I think it's quite a bit off, but like that was a ridiculous reaction. Yeah, thank you very much.
We spend half of our lives in bed is ridiculous.
I think
reaction to that is far
more
ludicrous.
I think you were thinking like half our life. No, but I think you missed.
Go on. We spend almost half of our lives in bed.
I think that's right.
Yeah, okay.
I think that statement's right. Okay. So I missed the word almost. Is that right?
No, the statement's wrong. Like that statement is wrong.
Yes. So I missed almost. So I've said almost.
Even almost is still wrong. Yeah.
That's the end of the story.
For the sake of the podcast,
a third and a half. A third and a half aren't that far off. But when you stretch it out over 80 years, it's a long time.
Right. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. Although when you think about it, you're in bed a lot earlier from
okay.
When you, what earlier you're in bed than when you
let's say. Let's say you live to 90. Right. Half your life is 45 years.
Yes.
A third of your life is 30, so you're 15 years off. Which
yeah, but like when you 50. Think, but what about when you think about it like this?
50.
What if you think about it like this? For the first 5 years of your life, you sleep a lot more, and then for the back That's end, true. You sleep a lot more too. So you're flipping the script on the bedtime. Okay.
So maybe it's half. So
but,
maybe
then
I was right.
But then in the middle, but then you're burning the candle from both ends for about 20 years in the middle. Come on.
Anyway, okay. Harley Reid's gonna fuck up Dusty Martin. Because he's gonna sleep well. Now, boys, before I leave, I saw this. I'm going to steal this blatantly off on the couch.
Respect.
Just going to steal this segment completely.
Great.
Not even rebranding. I'm going to take their vision and I'm going to talk about the exact vision that they spoke.
Okay, I'm glad you're saying that because when I was cutting up the vision, I made sure we got rid of on the couch, but it's blatantly stolen.
Yeah, welcome to on the couch, Mr. Scully.
Yeah, it's a different couch.
So
we spend half of our lives here.
Mate, almost.
Almost. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Bulldogs Essendon coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you're on 19 minutes to count down. This Aaron Norton footage.
19 minutes to count down.
Sorry, fuck, mate.
Countdown. 19 minutes. Okay, here we go. We got half of our lives to the countdown.
Welcome back to Backchat. You're welcome.
Powered by Budweiser. Ooh, okay, we're on.
I can't breathe in here. It's getting hot.
It is hot.
And it's warming up as we speak.
I'm sweating.
Max Hansen on YouTube says the 17% difference between 50 and 33 isn't that much, but 17% over 80 years is a big gap.
Oh, thanks, Max. Yes.
Thank you, Max. Are you replying to your own fucking comments there?
Did he pay $8 for that?
No, we love it. Let's not bag the
$8. No, I'm not saying. Like, get him more in there.
Yeah, great. Yeah. That'll be $8. Thanks, Max.
Look up your life for that.
All right. So we haven't lost any of you. We'd love to get a bit serious now and talk about a bit of a breakdown. Boys, can we roll the tape on Aaron Norton? I want to speak through why he's having a bit of a howler at the moment and why I think he's going to bounce back. Let's roll the tape, please, Jaden. Thank you very much. Watch this Aaron Norton stuff. So as a backman, right, his movement in all of these clips is a joy. If you're playing on an Aaron Norton, right, and you watch closely here, he's up near the stoppage. This is late in the game. Where would you be more scared? One-on-one in the D50 with the other forwards empty out or up near the stoppage like this one right here as he walks towards 25 players? Like, absolutely go for your life, Aaron Norton. Have the best time up there. You're not dangerous. Look, De Koning couldn't care less. He's literally just run away from him. This one here, double foot jumping. Don't know about that one. He's absolutely got his timing incorrect. He's looking for free kicks. He's got De Koning all over him. He doesn't move here. He's not even running. He's not moving. He's not reacting, right? So Aaron Norton, a lot of coverage over here, and this is the footage that we saw. The reason I'm bringing this up is, as a defender, if you're working out and you've got to play, say, Tim English is running for the ball there. Tim English, Jamar Ugel-Hagen, Sam Darcy's been playing down there, and Aaron Norton. As a tall defender, you are literally walking into the game shitting yourself.
Correct.
Like, it is a grim matchup. One-on-one against Norton, not where you want to be.
Yep.
Where you want to be as a backman is in contests like that with no run-up. You want him running up the back of people like that. You want him getting his timing off. So everything he's doing right now is playing into Backman's hands. I would say, our good friend actually, Matt Spanger, who is the coach of the Western Bulldogs forward line, I would say this week they've sat down and they've told him, go and play footy, stop worrying about structures. The reason he's up near the stoppage is they would be playing a certain structure, Hammer. You know, these you know, six forwards in front of the footy. Make sure you got someone rounding up the back winger. Make sure our positioning's right.
Yeah.
I reckon
I might have to learn it when I'm getting the season drafted.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, correct.
But, premiership.
But exactly for a laugh. Norton's not that guy. No. Norton's that guy, not that guy. Tell him to play footy. If he goes running around chasing the footy, he would be a fucking nightmare to play on.
Yep.
And I think that's going to happen this week. And that's why I think our bet from Tab Touch is going to win. Because I think Norton's going to sizzle. I think he's kicking the first goal.
Why would he even be up in the – like, what's he doing up there?
So
what purpose would he serve?
Team structure. So that should be someone. You need someone at the back of the stoppage like that to round up their winger. Because usually their winger is free. And because the other winger's on the other side of the stoppage. So you don't want just a free winger running around by themselves. And you need a forward to come and put a bit of pressure up. Right? It's called a cascade. Put someone there, put someone there. And then you're trying to get – the opposition's backman to be the deepest out the back. But having Aaron Norton there, you don't need to pay him any respect because Aaron Norton gets it in space. What's he going to do? Fling out a handball? Like, go for your life.
Yeah.
Bontempelli, in that case, you're like, I need to give him a bit more attention. Aaron Norton,
no, you
pretty much just give him a free
That back. Was me in my first game, except instead of doing anything, my one directive was get up at the stoppage. As soon as the ball gets thrown up, turn around and run away. I said to Simo when he was telling me that was my role, I was like, mate, can I stay around and like get involved? No. Soon as it gets thrown up, turn around and run away.
That is brilliant.
Got delisted two games.
I think it's
but I'm back. Mid-season. Back.
Mid-season. I think it's time for You Send It, We Read It, boys. A couple of questions to get through before I get out of here. Let's get into it. You Send It, We Hardly Read It. Hi, Legends. Do you want to read these down?
Yeah, hi, Legends. My name is Tyler, or you guys might remember me better as Wedding Suit from the Brownlow Night.
Yes, I do.
You remember
I
remember him.
In most of your podcasts and interviews, you speak a lot about mental health. I was just wondering if you could mention my amazing wife's new foundation she has just started called Charlie's Angels Foundation.
Done.
Well, yes, we can, and we have.
My wife created the foundation after we lost our baby boy, Charlie, at the young age of 4 months old due to very rare genetic disorder in 2023. At Charlie's Angels, we extend our heartfelt support to families who have experienced the loss of pregnancy and infant loss. We understand the unique challenges and emotions that come with navigating this difficult path. Our community is here to offer a space where you can find solace, connection, and understanding. We extend an invitation to all mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and friends who have stood by you during times of loss. The idea for the foundation is to create a like-minded community who can support one another without having to sit in a room and keep retelling your story. As men, we don't speak about our mental health enough, and we should. These meetups are a gentle, friendly way to meet other blokes going through the same challenges. Please search Charlie's Angels Foundation and find our webpage, Facebook/Instagram page, and join us at our monthly meetups in the Perth region. Thank you, Tyler.
Shit, yeah, Tyler.
Yes. Very good.
Shout out Charlie's Angels Foundation.
Make sure you go and search that up. I wanted that one included today because – like, it's brilliant. We spoke to Lee Montagna on the podcast. Yes. He spoke about his wife having a miscarriage while he was playing around when he was ending his career. Mate, I'm happy to share. We've been through that, and it's a pretty bloody grim time with you and your partner. I was playing at the time as well. Not that, you know, I had to do too much, obviously, but as a bloke, you get into a pretty bad mental way. Your wife is in pain, suffering, mental. So something like this, Charlie's Angels Foundation, I think is absolutely
that's
brilliant.
Awesome.
So well done, Tyler. Well, so if that perks anyone's interest, that's pretty much what this podcast is about. We can take the piss out of each other and bag each other out and have a laugh and still be good mates at the end.
Absolutely. Nick's just put the link in the YouTube chat as well. Nice. So go along and have a look at that. Do you want me to read this other one here?
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, boys. Listening to Scully the other day talking about not being a West Coast fan made me think more about the commentators and ex-footballers in the media. Knowing most footballers probably start off as footy fanatics growing up, supporting a club, having a favourite player, etc., and then likely being drafted elsewhere, what affiliation do you have with clubs post-retirement? Do any media personalities or footballers in general continue supporting the clubs they played for or find they have no real affiliation because they've been too close to the game and players, etc., for too long to really have an objective love for just the one team? would be great for Hammer's take on it too, with brothers playing for different teams as well. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. Jamie.
You go first for Hammer.
Well, it's different with brothers playing. I followed them. As soon as I, like, I still had mates that played for West Coast, but like, I got no real affiliation with them anymore.
Who'd you go for?
I was a massive North Melbourne supporter growing up. That's right. Like, I just don't, I don't follow any football team anymore.
Do you go for North now?
No. I'd be a Freo supporter now.
Yeah. 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 Makes sense.
Yep. But like, when Andrew stops playing, I'll be a football fan. I won't be a supporter of any team.
I tried to explain this the other day.
Maybe Tassie. Maybe Tassie, yeah.
I was a Dan of West Coast for 17 years at Geelong. Like, I was bigger than Dan. We used to sit like six rows back, oppo bench. I'd be abusing opposition players. Like, yep. Love Geelong, as pretty much everyone in Geelong does. Go every single week they'd be playing there, and like, grew up massive Geelong fan. But the day you get drafted, like, you can't be going Geelong for Geelong fan while I'm at West Coast.
No. Yep.
Like, you have a, you would say you can, you know, have a soft spot or whatever, but like, you're literally playing against them.
Yep.
And you are, you know, and so I think you look around the comp, and if you have friends or siblings or whatever, you sort of have soft spots for different teams, but you lose the fandom. Then when you finish, I was saying this to guys at the 6PR the other day, when you finish, I haven't been a fan for 15 years. I can't just like click back into fan mode. Oh, yeah. I go for Geelong. Like, I'm back into fan mode.
Yeah.
I don't go for West Coast because I never have,
yeah,
ever. I didn't go for West Coast when I was playing.
Mm.
You're not you're a fan. Playing you're playing. Like, yeah. And you want to win, but not as a fan.
Yeah.
You're not going clapping along, because if you're actually watching West Coast play, it means you've been dropped.
Yeah,
you're
exactly injured.
So you're not like clapping for them to win. So you don't go for West Coast, you don't go for Geelong. And whether I want to re-enter as a fan is my choice. I pretty much went for Freo my first year in the media because I wanted to make sure I wasn't too biased to West Coast. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going
pro Freo, yep.
Freo, flag mantle.
Yep.
Then bit of floating around, GWS last year.
Oh, yeah, now we're hard on the GWS.
And I'm continuing. I would say, if I had to pick one, I'm a Giants fan.
Yep, sure.
Because I watch them and I like cheer for them, and I want them to win.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answered that question well enough.
Very good.
That's pretty much it. I'm going to leave you with Ask Hammer Anything.
Great.
I know Nicholas will join us. Nick, you can come sit here if you want.
Yeah, come sit here, Nick. In the big chair?
Yeah, you can come sit here if you want.
Fuck yeah.
Bear in the big house.
Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the bet. First goal.
Yep. Yeah.
Aaron Norton will be kicking it. You don't have to put that in there. But Western Bulldogs, boys, I'm going to be... I don't know if it's way too late to organise this, but I could definitely dial into the show and give you my reaction. I think it's too late to me to, yeah, it's too late. Boys are going, we're not fucking do that.
No way, way too late.
You can just get me up on FaceTime.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime you.
FaceTime me.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime you. I'll chuck you up here.
I've got to go. Right, love you all. I'll see you Monday, listeners and watchers. If I don't, get yourself a Backchat Ale. Get down to the show on Thursday.
It's going to be so good.
If you don't, it'll be sold out, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly right. Right, I'd say
bad luck. See, we'll go enjoy Pink.
For the
10th show in a row. You'd really follow around the country.
Spent my whole life fucking loving Pink. Half my life at least.
There we go. Hammer, you're doing a world record attempt.
Yeah,
very
I am.
Shortly. We don't usually tell people what you're doing on a Friday, but are you happy to give people a bit of a...
Yeah, I am. I was... this segment, or my Hammer Breaks, is slowly turning into like, how many records am I going to get?
Exactly.
Because I've got another one today that I am...
Just quietly, when we were talking about this at the start, before we even like rolled it out, I said... The line is 0.5 and I'm probably going unders.
Yep. I said the line was 3.5.
Yeah.
You and Scully laughed at
Scoffed.
Me. Scoffed at me. I've officially already broken, unofficially, I've broken 3 world records.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got another one tonight that I will beat my line of 3.5. It is the most coin tosses in 30 seconds. Now, this is a cracking record for a few reasons. One, I've already tried it and I know I can do it. And two, this world record has been only attempted once by the guy who did it for the very first time. So it's not something like running 100 meters really, really fast that I need to practice for. It's like there's only ever been one guy that's done it and now I can do it and I'm better than him. So it will kill me. Someone will do this soon and shit it in. But
still
like, it'll still count as a world record.
Do you know what was great? Because I used to get involved in the Hammer Breaks Instagram account and I saw comments from you. And a guy whose record you'd broken.
Yeah.
So you broke his record, tagged him, and then started getting in his face.
That's good.
The record you'd broken. Yeah. And there was a great back and forth there.
Yeah, there was a little bit of back and forth.
What was his name?
Renata or something?
Yeah. Renata Glass.
Yeah.
He took it pretty well, to be fair. But,
he did. Yeah. He took it very well. He said, oh, good luck in the end. And I was like, yep, whatever, mate. I've just smashed your record. I'll find it right here while we're doing it.
I've got another someone on.
Renato Bayagaya.
Renato Bayagaya.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bama guy or whatever it is. Anyway.
Huntsy on YouTube chat said, Hammer, what's your toothpaste brand, Bruzzy?
It's a great question. I'm a Colgate guy.
You're a Colgate guy?
Yeah, I'm a Colgate guy.
I once got Oral-B because it was on special. It's so trash compared to Colgate. Yeah.
It's funny that they always, like, isn't their slogan, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend Oral-B? Like,
correct.
I've been going to a dentist for a long time. And
they always
never
give you the Colgate pack. Yeah.
Never once have I been recommended Oral-B. McLean's is another one that gets thrown around.
McLean's.
Toothpaste chat.
Anyone ever had McLean's? Ranking. Had a rank. Top chat. 5 toothpaste.
Actually, if everyone who's... We've got 93 people currently watching.
Oh,
what toothpaste everyone, you put please in? Just tell us what tooth... Just one word answer.
One
please.
Word.
Chuck it in
and
the
if
chat.
There is a single McLean in there, be honest. Oh, yeah. I'll be surprised.
All right. Let's ask Hammer anything, shall we?
Sure. So we put out the...
Because we have 6 minutes till the game starts, and I feel like North can go early.
Let's go quick. So we put out the call on Twitter, ask Hammer anything.
Yep.
And
anything
just
you want.
For a heads up here, I don't want, like, Hammer, are you playing this weekend?
I am.
We want pop culture. We want something a bit different, a bit rogue.
Blind rank me this.
Yep. Okay.
So this one is from a guy called Vic Vinegar. Very handsome, very nice man.
Vic Vinegar.
He asked... Name a full forward, a full back, a ruckman, two midfielders from the Harry Potter.
Ooh, see your key positions.
So not only these pictures. I know you have a vast knowledge.
I know, I know Harry Potter. Name a full forward, full back, ruckman, and two midfielders from the Harry Potter universe. Well,
I'm new to this.
I think the ruck's pretty easy. The ruck's going to be Hagrid.
Oh,
Is he limber enough?
Doesn't need to be limber. He's going to give my mids first use. So my ruck's going to be Hagrid. I'm going to fill my ruck stocks out straight away.
Okay.
My ruck is going to be Hagrid, and my midfield, I'm going to have Dobby at his feet. Dobby getting nimble and agile at his feet.
Yep.
And then... Oh, now this one's tough because I might take Sirius because he can turn into a dog and go pretty quick.
Nice.
But like then I'm thinking Voldemort because he's sort of like snakes around. And
are they allowed to use magic in this?
I would think so. It's Harry Potter. Oh,
like, no, they're not.
Okay,
they're allowed to just like a game of footy. It's not Quidditch.
Okay.
It's footy, right?
Yeah.
I just mean you can't like. I don't know what spells they do, but can you do a thing that just kills someone with a?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, no, all probably right. not. So you gotta, no, you I'm going to have Dobby at Hagrid's feet, and then I'm going to have Voldemort. Voldemort sort of, he moves like a snake. He'd be elusive. He'd be in and under. Dobby would be in and under, and then I think Voldemort would get on the outside. So there's my midfield and my ruck. Now, do I go full forward? I'll go full forward. I'll leave full back to last. And full back, I know exactly who it'll be. So my full forward is going to be Victor Crumb.
Great.
I'm going to have him just
big
like big
you,
body. Jack Darling. Jack Darling
in his
prime. Can you
point me out who Victor Crumb is?
So look at fourth from the top. So fourth right, second down. That's Victor
next
Crumb.
Next to Rob Pattinson.
Yeah.
Robert.
So Victor Crumb is like a small nugget next to the dude with an eye thing.
Okay, yes, got it.
So
Romanian.
Yeah, Romanian. He's like tough,
he looks strong.
He reminds me of like an in-prime Jack Darling. So that's what I'm going for.
He's got the Matthew Kennedy haircut.
Yeah, with that look, I'm going Victor Crumb as full forward. And then full back, I'm going Professor Lupin, RJ Lupin, because I'm thinking hopefully we get a night game under the full moon and he turns into a werewolf, but he would be a menace down back.
So like, Cedric gets cut.
Cedric gets cut. Yeah. Harry's not even making the list. Like Harry, realistically, if you look throughout all the Harry Potter movies, he gets everywhere on luck. Like he hasn't done
nepotism.
Yeah, he hasn't done one thing by like being a good wizard. Like seriously,
the first nepo
like
baby.
Every single movie, he's dead if not for something happening. So like, love him, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. But he's not making the squad. Ron, unless we're talking like prime time, seventh Harry Potter, Ronald Weasley, where he's cut like a park statue, maybe. Neville, no. Again, like you could go late Neville. Dumbledore's too old, not getting the job done.
What's the guy I know from the first movie, the second guy on from the top left?
Draco Malfoy.
Draco. Yeah. Isn't he like a pretty good guy?
Bit of a
wimp for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, not really for him. What I would the look. Madam whose name escapes me, she's the headmistress of Beauxbatons Academy. Madam.
Oh,
that's disappointing because I should know that. She ends up like going to the ball with Hagrid in the Yule Ball with Hagrid. Yeah. She would have been my fullback because she's like bigger than Hagrid. Yeah. So like that would have been a big one, but not on the board. But I can do that, can't I?
You can
Lupin's
do
out.
You want.
Madam,
yeah.
It hurts me that I've forgotten her name, but she's in. Headmistress of Beauxbatons Academy, you are my fullback.
Great.
But anyway, there you go. There's my Harry Potter universe.
So I think half our listeners loved that, half...
Yeah, half of it would not have...
No clue what you're talking about. Someone said on the YouTube, Matthew Richards on the YouTube said Setters?
Cedric.
Setters, like C-E-D-D-E-R-S.
Oh, is that a toothpaste?
Shout out Cedric.
Is that a toothpaste?
So someone's saying, shout out Cedric.
Yeah,
Setters.
Shout out Cedric. Cedric could be there or thereabouts, but he's just not making the... He's just, unfortunately, it's a tight... I've only got six spots to fill.
Dobby can teleport. Good shout.
Yep, thank you. He'd be in and under. Get out.
There we go. I'd like to watch the Harry Potter movies one day.
Have you never seen Harry Potter?
No, I've seen the first one. I've read the first book.
I find that surprising. You're very over pop culture. You know a lot of things.
3 and 6.
Okay, so probably not on that. Oh, the 6-year-old might be ready to go. Probably not. But it's the best thing ever.
Okay. We have 2 minutes until the Port Adelaide.
Let's do it.
Port Adelaide. Not Port Adelaide. That was last week.
Bombers, Western Bulldogs. Yes.
Western Bulldogs. Damo, is it possible to get the on your KO system, whatever you call that thing, a laptop, if you could bring that over. This is probably your last chance to get on the Western Bulldogs. We're jumping on. There's 88 of yous here. We have a lot of people commenting here. Colgate.
Great.
Only Colgate. High Smile.
Sensitive.
Oh, yeah, the High Smile, that's coming into its own. That's okay. The new thing that just
turns
your teeth white.
Don't know what that one is. Another High Smile, actually. Yep, Colgate. Yep. And then a lot of chat around the Harry Potter.
No one's throwing Oral-B.
Haven't seen Oral-B or McLean's.
Wow. Yeah.
Only High Smile.
Sure.
Yeah. Or just this is so much Colgate. There we go.
Well, obviously, that's the number one brand of toothpaste.
As we get the game ready to go, Hammer, who you got this weekend?
We've got Peel down in Mandurah. So driving down to Mandurah tomorrow, 1:40 p.m. A bit of an earlier start.
Play on the Hayden Ballantyne wing.
Yeah, might be running around out there. Hopefully the weather's
alright. What's your favourite waffle ground to play at?
Laughlane Mineral Resources Park by a mile. It is the best deck. That? It's just the best ground.
Yeah. Like, is there a Hungry Jack's there as well?
There is, yep. Go and get yourself a Whopper. Oh. It's the best ground almost in the country. Like the MCG's great, but this is awesome.
Killer.
I've never played on the MCG, but it's good.
All right, I'm just going to FaceTime Will Schofield.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go and pee.
Yeah, go do that. Damo, come have a seat, mate.
Come in. Get him in. We love this.
All right.
All right, Damo, who's going to win? By how much? Who gets the 3?
Here we go, bounce down.
Have to be the Dogs.
Yeah.
Surely, brother.
Yeah, good call. Are you going to talk about that T-shirt?
Well, here we go.
Commentate.
Essendon might have the first clearance here.
On your son.
Bang. Punch. Spoil early. Good start.
Oh, free kick, Essendon. Not good.
I can hear Hammer's piece.
Yeah,
so
same here.
It's a strong stream.
I don't know if the cameras picked that or the mics picked that up.
I'll make sure I boost it.
Good.
Just that's all you're going to hear.
Okay.
It's gone deep into the Essendon four line. Oh, no. Wow, oh, no.
It's over.
Tim English has just given away a free kick.
It's all over.
Oh, no. Tim English just gave away a free kick in the forward 50, Hammer. Who we got kicking this?
Is that big Todd Goldstein?
It is Goldstein.
We know, you know, Cerny here, how close is he?
Oh, he was all over him. What are you doing?
Well, with 20 seconds into the bet and... Oh, no, he's no chance. He's no Cerny.
We're killing the stream if he kicks this.
He's missed it!
No, he's missed it. Kill the stream, Jaden.
What a great... Hey,
see you, see you Monday. 4:30.
Record.
This is bull. Kill it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.